Aircheckdownloads.com.
OJ's on BBC Radio Northampton. It is an absolutely gorgeous day today, isn't it? Aren't we lucky? We've got a bit of sunshine in March. So thank you so much for making me feel so welcome yesterday on my first time back on the radio in absolutely ages. It was great to meet Mandy yesterday as well, one of your county correspondents. And we have another couple of county correspondents later. Looking forward to getting to know Jackie and Helen as well. You see, you guys know them really well, but I don't. So I'm going to have to ask some questions. So maybe if you're new to it as well, we can get to know them together. I also asked you yesterday about the first gig that you ever saw. Got some fun tales of the gals that saw David Cassidy, not once, but twice in a day. And then in our Mystery Years section, one of the clues for the year was that the compact disc was launched. Oh man, that made me feel old. And before that, of course, just vinyl and cassettes. And I don't know if you've seen the price of vinyl. It's all coming around again, isn't it? So I thought I'd ask you, what was the first record you ever bought with your own money, you know, rather than one that was gifted to you? What was the first track, first record you ever bought? And what are the albums that you still hold on to despite the house moves, despite the attic clearances? What are the ones that you are never going to part with? The first record that I bought was T-Rex, Ride a White Swan. I loved that track. And I took it into school, and we had this music teacher. Everyone's got one teacher whose name they can remember, even though it was absolutely yonks ago. So this was Mr. David Swainston, and he was a bit of a muser. And he said, you know, I can play that on the guitar. So he played, I sang, we did it in assembly. You know, it was probably not my finest hour, in fairness, but it got me interested in pop music. So tell me what your first record was. What was the first record you bought? And if you like, you can let me know what you're holding on to. What's in your attic? What's the vinyl that you will keep stashed, either for sentimental reasons or maybe just because you know it's going to be worth an absolute fortune in due course? It'd be lovely to hear from you. You can send us a text, 81333, start your text north, or you can WhatsApp 0800 030 4455. You can also drop me an email, but you will need a pen for this one. Okay. I didn't choose this. It's janielee.grace.extension@bbc.co.uk. Got that? janielee.grace.extension@bbc.co.uk. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Aircheckdownloads.com.